FMX Network production.
Let's go. On this day, I
see clearly. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, BetOnline.ag, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com. I'll never long for what might have been.
Now, regret won't waste my life again. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. Looking ahead to Nashville, it's a showdown. That's exciting. And then also we'll look back at how we did in Boston and all of that. So thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Thank you to Yamaha for the motorcycles that we give away. Yeah, we give away motorcycles, man. Thank you to the folks at 100% Fly Racing and the folks at motorsport.com and Bet Online as well for coming on board this podcast. Fly Racing, 25 years of Fly. And whether it's Dean Wilson, who's coming back this weekend, or Max Anstey, Chance Hymus, flyracing.com for more information. They got a new Kinetic helmet out, which is their number one selling helmet. So check out the new Kinetic helmet that just launched this week. And they got the Formula helmet as well. They got Evo gear, Kinetic mesh, all of that. Flyracing.com. Thank you to those guys. And please check out that Formula S helmet. It's really, really cool and groundbreaking. Also, thanks to the folks at motorsport.com. Go through the banner on Pulp MX to help us out. I just placed an order for some OEM parts for my next project bike. And it was really easy, man. Dedicated team of gearheads there to help you out. Free shipping and over $79. Easy return policy. OEM and aftermarket parts if you want great prices on things like from Fly, from Get and Athena, from Renthal, you know, all 100%, all of that. Motorsport.com, the best online ordering place in the whole damn world. I'll tell you more about 100% later. We've got the 100% lead pipe locks as well. And Bet Online, guys, the odds are up for Nashville as of this recording Thursday morning. So let's dive into it. First up, he is not from 100% anymore, but he's now from working at Stasic, but he is still a Pulp MX fantasy player, Clayton Morello. What's up, Clayton? How are you, man?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for jumping on. How's the new gig?
Of course. The new gig is awesome. Yeah, about 3 weeks going now. Loving it so far, so still kind of learning the ropes on everything. But just any new business transition, transition to a new company, but so far, so good. The company's awesome. The people there are awesome. The product's awesome. So it's been a good changeover so far.
Worst part of the job is having to work with Kaslu?
Again, yeah. He got me back. I don't know how I fell for it twice now or three times, but yeah, that's the tough part.
Yeah, absolutely. And also on the line from Get and Athena, it's Dan Truman. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for the first showdown of the year. Points are close in both classes. I got numerous bets, the gambler that I am, with a lot of fantasy listeners, and it's coming down to the wire in fantasy. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Nice. And we'll talk about the Bet Online odds later on here in a little bit. But let's look back at how we did in Boston. Dan, your winning streak ended. You've been really good the second half of this series. Roto got you in Boston, 247 to 227. The Mulligan was 212. I had 210. Paul 203, Marks 202, JT 189. So rough week for JT on the Boston. But overall, Dan, I think you're still winning. Yeah, 26.06 in the Experts League to Marks 24.98. So 108-point lead for you, Dan, over Paul. I have 23.87. I'm coming up on the rear. I have made some gains on the Mulligan, though. So that's good. Clayton, how'd you do in Boston?
I did okay in Boston, 193. Sounds like you guys are doing really good, but at least I beat JT, so I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Season's going okay, 24, 29 points overall. I wouldn't say it's my best season, but we're working up there.
Yeah, we'll get there when it's time.
We'll get there when it's time.
High score, 287. 50% of people had 8 in the main event. I was not one of those 50%. 17% of people picked a 250 FFL, 32% got it right, it was Hayden Deegan, 19% of people picked a 450 FFL, and just 15.9% of people got it right. I forget who it was in the, it was Webb, yeah. And 250 class, fantasy points, Bryce Shelley, 44, Bose Plug, 40, Lehovny, 40, Marcellisi, 36, Welton, 34, Call Up, 34, Leitzel, 34, a lot of guys, high handicap guys made the main event here. Pick trends were Nick Romano, 50% Nick Romano. Casey Cochran, 48, qualified third. First Supercross for Casey Cochran, pro Supercross. And so, yeah, 48% shouldn't have been that big of a surprise. Chance Hymus was after that, 47. Hayden Deegan, all-star, 40%. Max Anstey, Isaiah Clark. I had Nick Romano, who got me double points, but was sixth or seventh, and then he went backwards again. Thrasher and Romano are just – it's tough with Thrasher and Romano this year. So he did get me double, but, I mean, come on. You can't be a star rider and go backwards like that. Maybe something was wrong with his bike or body. I'm not sure. But it wasn't a good look for Nick Romano to get passed by Henry Miller and Marshall Welton. But he did. So I had him, 50% people did too as well. I had Chance Hymus, who won the heat, really looking good out there. Terrible start, and then I don't know if he crashed again or what happened, but he missed double points.
I told you not to pick him on the show. I said save him for the show. I said save him because...
You did.
Because he would be double points for Nashville.
Okay, well, whatever. Man, the way he's been riding, despite the heat race, he may not even get double in Nashville. Hayden Deegan, all-star, that's easy, 25 points. And then where I went wrong was Isaiah Clark, who was passing into ninth from about 12th in the heat when he ate crap in the whoops. He was riding really well in the heat. He would have got in, but then he went down in the whoops. Bad gate pick for the LCQ, and that was all she wrote for me and Isaiah Clark. I looked at Welton and Henry Miller again. They both performed, and I should have thought about that. They just – it's too close. Collip was kind of on my radar, but honestly, yeah, I wasn't too sure what was going on with him. I did see Bowers was there helping him. But, yeah, it was really just – it was Isaiah Clark and Chance Hymus really submarined me. Dan, who'd you have?
Well, I did have Hayden Deegan FFL, so that was good. Kind of one of the PC guys, so got lucky there. Gage Linville, he's been really good in the heat races. Got out of the heat, so trains at our place. So I knew he was pretty good. He was up to 12th at one point, so got 17th, so I'll take it, but definitely left a lot of points on the table. And like you, I went Nick Romano. I think there was a board there for us there. I think we lost a lot of spots. I don't know what happened, but 50% of the people picked them. So take. And then, yeah, my last spot was Isaiah Clark. I think you mentioned that, you know, he was 31% pick trend, raced arena cross. I thought for sure he would get in the main event. Crashed, I think, in the heat race, gave him a bad gate pick, and then the LCQ crashed again. So I was never really looking at any of the guys that got more points. Maybe we talked about Marcellisi a little bit, and I know a little bit about Bryce Shelley. I sponsor him, but just they were never really going to be on my team. So I kind of did the best I was going to do.
So the Casey Cochran was the story. I swerved him, just thought first race, everything. I mean, it came out ahead, but, yeah, he qualified third. Huge picture.
Smart.
You know.
I did the same thing. He was in the C practice. I looked at his times. I mean, I've seen Casey ride a lot. I think he's going to be great, but I just thought with other guys. My all-star was Hayden Deegan also. I didn't say that. But all of the all-stars, except Vial got 22 and Hammaker crashed out, everyone else got 25. So all-stars was pretty, you know, it was pretty even across the board. But, yeah, I think we'll see what Casey I passed on him.
FFL Deegan, huh, Dan? Screw you, bud.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I need to gain points, and I really think it's between Deegan and the two PC guys, and Hammaker's been hit or miss, so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Clayton, 250 class?
Yeah. Like you guys, I had Isaiah Clark for everything that you guys were saying, and, you know, he should have, or he was close to getting in the heat race. I had faith in him. I thought he was actually going to be one of my better picks. Yeah, and then we all know how that ended, and that went wrong. I did do Casey Cochran. I wasn't going to let his qualifying time really fool me. I know he qualified really good. I didn't think he was going to finish up there. I did think he would have a pretty solid top 10 finish, though, or right around there and get some good points. And I just didn't want to miss out on that. So I took him. 26 points, it is what it is. I gambled that one. Like Dan, I also had Gage Linville for all the reasons he was kind of saying. Again, he was running, you know, pretty good up into 12th or 13th, I believe. So he was looking really good at one point. So 17th overall, didn't lose any points, is what it is there. For my all-star, I had Hayden Beegan. So 25 there, which is good. My one bummer is early on in the week, I had Marshall Welton picked. I had Preston picked, and I was looking at Luca Marcellisi. At one point, I had Trevor Call for my team, and all those guys did better than everybody else. I just legitimately changed my whole team for the worst, I felt like, Saturday watching or after qualifying. So
yeah. Welcome to fantasy. Yeah, welcome to fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. My Wednesday teams are always so much better than my Saturday teams, it seems like.
All right, 450 class. Justin Hill, 50 points. Mitchell Harrison, 44. Jerry made his second main of the year, 40. Kate, 34. Simonson, 32. Hand, 32. Pick trend was Jet Lawrence at 45%, all-star. Then it was Benny Bloss, 45. Nichols, 37. AC, 35. I had Justin Hill. No idea why. Handicap, 9. Just like, yeah, I you know, he should get 15th or something. And then he ran 5th and 6th forever. And then he maxed out at 50. So just... yeah, I thought the 9 was too high, but I did not obviously think he was going to do that. Mitchell Harrison was an after that, handicap 12. He's been riding better lately. I did a podcast with him. I know him a little bit. And, yeah, I just felt like in talking to him, he has been riding better, feeling better. So I thought that 12 was – I thought he was a main event staple for sure, which he was. And, I think he'd get 44 points. Maybe not, but that was honestly – like, I was like, yeah, Mitchell Harrison's in. I had Benny – who, you know, had a bike problem in the first lap of the heat and had to go the 24th gate pick in the LCQ, or 22nd gate pick in the LCQ, sorry. And, yeah, made that work. Beat Justin Cooper. So that was great. My all-star was Jet Lawrence, 20 points. Yeah, bad start for Jet. Got me 20. Whatever. It's not the end of the world. So that was okay. I did not go FFL either for 450. So, Dan, 450 class, who'd you pick?
And your 450 team was really good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it saved me a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I did go FFL. I went with Jet. I don't know that he even got one of these since other than the Triple Crown at Indy. But, yeah, I just keep going back to the well on that and thinking it's the motocross season or something. But, yeah, I got that wrong. He was also my all-star, so he owes me 5 points there. So, yeah, but then it got better. I couldn't pick Justin Hill. I was bummed. I had him the week before. He got me 32 points the week before, so can't really complain. But to get 50 after you that just picked him isn't great. So, yeah, I went Mitchell Harrison, same reasons you said. He's been riding good, and I thought out of 12 it was good. I thought maybe he'd be 14 to 16 range, so it was good. And then I went with Jerry. I don't know why more people didn't pick Jerry. 7% of you were on board with me.
Such a bullshit pick. Such a bullshit pick.
He was great in practice, really fast.
Oh, Jerry was great in practice? Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Andy was fast.
Yeah.
Andy was fast,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And we had lost AP. You know, the MCR boys weren't there. Yeah, just I thought it was a good pick.
And then Jerry just cruises at home in the heat, no problems. Just, yeah, just brings it on home. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right out of the heat. Saved our energy. Didn't have to go to LCQ. So, yeah, rode good. 40 points there. And then my last pick, I thought more people would be on board, was Devin Simonson. He's been riding good. I looked at his results. He's been right there. I know he's in shape. He rides at club with, you know, with Anderson and some of the other guys. So I know he's like, you know, he's got some goals set for himself. So it was more of a reach. He had to go to the LCQ, but he had a good gate pick, and he rode good in the LCQ. So 32 points there. So, yeah, my 450 team was really good.
We'll talk about the bet online here, Dan, but what did you get Hayden at?
Plus 1600.
Yeah.
It was
so
a great bet.
Nothing for our listeners. Nothing should tell you more about Dan Truman than picking Jerry and plus 1600 on Hayden and Dan getting both of those. Like that is just that that's just Truman. And yeah. So I just want people to know that what we talk about sometimes is really comes to reality.
Yeah, some people call it luck, but yeah, I mean, no, they put the odds out early. The odds are out now. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, go to betonline.ag and you can look at odds. And sometimes it does benefit to go early, but sometimes it can go the other way. You know, if people are betting in one direction, the odds change in favor the other way. Mm-hmm. So I know Tom Vial's odds went the other way, you know, because people were betting on Hayden and these other bets. So, you know, to get more money in, they'll move the odds into a positive favor, hoping that they get money on that too. So, depending on who you like for the race, you know, the race win. But, I had Hayden early. It was plus 16. It went down all the way to, like, I think, like 250 or 300.
Yeah.
Because people were betting it. We had heard a lot of good things on the week. So.
All right, Clayton, who'd you have for 450s?
450s, starting with my all-star, I had Jet. I'm just going to keep picking him every other week. Why not? Unless he's a, you know, a negative or a zero. But I'm going to pick him every other week. And then I had the Beta Boys. I had Colt Nichols and Vinny Bloss. And to be honest, at one point, again, I was looking at Jerry, and then I just said, you're an idiot. No way. Do not pick Jerry.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Who would pick Jerry? Doing good. Who would do that? Who would do this? I couldn't pick Justin Hill. He was on my team last week. Same thing with Mitchell Harrison. So that's a little bit bummer. They have the best 2 points, best scores this week, or last week, I should say. I was never in on Devin Simonson or Jeremy Hand. I don't really know enough about them, and they could easily just not make the main. So that just is what it is. And I thought Colt and Benny were going to be good points, and they both got 32. So I'm all good there. My last pick was Adam Cincirillo. At the 7 handicap, I know it was a big conversation last week. You know, he did get double points, so that's good, but he was scaring me at a lot of points. It looked like he was just kind of cruising around out there. I appreciate him letting the leaders go by, but sometimes he's just like, just hanging out there. I'm like, go, they're by you. Just go, 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 go. But, you know, it worked out, 28 points, left some things out on the table, but again, I couldn't pick a lot of those top guys, and I wasn't picking Jerry Robin or Devin Simonson. So, that's my 450 team, and I did not go first to the finish line.
All right. Hey, finally, there's a betting website out there with betting lines on Supercross and Motocross, the betonline.ag guys. We partnered up with them. They've been in business for over 20 years. They got the odds on podiums. I think whole shot odds are coming right now as we do this. The odds to win Nashville are posted up Thursday morning. And, please check it out if you can. Betonline.ag. Go through the link in Pulp Mex Fantasy. It's probably the easiest one. It's easier to find that way. Go to BetOnline, guys, and bet on the race, man. And like I said, there'll be podium odds posted, whole shots, top three, that kind of stuff. I guess that's the same as podium odds. So this is a showdown. The odds are up. Dan, you got Hayden. They made a mistake, let's face it. And you got in early. You got in early, and that happens. So good job, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, he was fourth in points. Well, I don't know if it was a mistake or not, but I'll just take it.
Okay.
I'll take my money. I'll go home with it.
Bet online, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I like this week.
Yeah, go ahead. So the odds are up. Hayden Deegan and Levi Kitchen right now are the favored winners in the showdown at plus 150. The next ones are plus 500s for Hampshire, plus 550 for McAdoo, Vial plus 600. Then it jumps to Shimoda at 800. Jordan Smith plus 850, and then obviously the longer shots from there. But basically, BetOnline is telling you that they think Levi Kitchen and Hayden Deegan are co-favorites to win the showdown.
Right. But what they don't think is that Dan is going to bet on Jordan Smith, because Jordan Smith is still got an outside chance at this thing, you know? And we all know Jordan can go fast. On any given day, Jordan can go as fast as any 250 rider in the world in Supercross. So I'm going to take a little flyer on Jordan Smith here to win the race.
Plus 850. Yeah.
I have him as well. I got him a little bit earlier at plus 900, so I got a couple of nuggies on Jordan as well, Dan.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously I don't disagree that Levi and maybe Hayden are the favorites. I think McAdoo is good too, but they're also fighting for this title, and they're not going to take unnecessary risk. If a second's there, I think Levi takes a second, right? Where Jordan doesn't even know what unnecessary risk means. Jordan is there to win. Jordan will hang it out, and I think that he's going to be very good.
Well, the Bet Online guys came on like 3 weeks ago. Jed has been the favorite every week, but he has not won. And I'm getting these DMs and these tweets about people who threw $5, $20 on Cooper Webb, and they're winning. They wish they would have thrown more in there. But, Cooper Webb has been paying off for people because, he's been the guy lately at higher odds. Like, he was plus 550 last week? wasn't he?
I don't know exactly what he was. He was plus last week.
Yeah.
I actually had bet on Jet, so I did lose a little bit there. But yeah, I think that Coop's odds are not as big now, plus 200. If you want to take a flyer on in the 450 class, I think you could look at Tomac or look at Chase Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
Chase has been riding really, really good. He obviously was right there. I think if he could have got around Kenny a little earlier, he may have won the race last weekend. So, yeah, you could look at Chase or Eli.
I agree. Plus 400 for Chase, plus 500 for Eli. JT and I disagreed. Imagine that on the review pod. But I said give Eli Coop's start, and I think he wins the main event. I just think he was that good. So if he gets it again, I think he can. He's back. To me, he's looking as good as normal. Eli Tomac, he's over the ankle injury, and he's plus 500.
Yeah, and I mean, the starts have come down to it. I mean, look, in the heat race, he got the whole shot, and he checked out on those guys, right? Like,
I
don't think you can say that if Eli got the whole shot. I don't know what JT's talking about. I mean, were they just going to all pass him? I don't know. I don't think that happened.
He just thought Webb was riding really good, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever. But yeah.
So was Chase and Kenny and Jet.
Look, Roczen got third, and Eli beat him by 10 seconds in the heat. You know, he was on it. Anyways, what do you think, Clayton? What would you, are you down with the Jordan 850? You are? A couple little nuggies?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a couple little nuggies on him. I kind of spread it around. I'm not like – I love gambling, but I just bet very well within my means, you know, $5-$10 mm-hmm. here and there. And I've actually been doing pretty good and keeping my money pretty steady. Well, actually, I lost all my Moto money during the Masters last week, but that's another story. but on the very first week, and I took, like, the flyer on Shimoda to get a podium, and I won a bunch of money, so that was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I have Hampshire, I have Vial, and I have Smith at, you know, $5-$10 each, and Tomac as well.
Okay, so you just have Tomac in 450s? Is that the one you like the best, Tomac?
Yeah, plus 500. I could see me maybe throwing a few on Chase and Cooper as well, just for fun. Like I said, I'm nothing crazy. I just do it because I do like to gamble, and I just love the sport and feel like I'm contributing when I do this, you know, little things like that, and just more fun. So,
And what Clayton's saying is, you know, so throwing a little bit on Vial at plus 600, he got Jordan at plus 900. And RJ, they're all plus, pretty high pluses. So if one of those three win, he's going to make a little bit of money regardless, kind of offsets his bets a little bit. But obviously if Kitchen or Deegan win, you know, he loses all three. I actually did the same thing last week. I did hit the Hayden bet, but I had McAdoo and Vial, and I figured between one of those three, they were going to win, and they were all plus in the early stages of when the odds came out. So had any of those three won, I was going to, you know, make a little bit of money. Hayden, you know, was the favorite, obviously, to make more money. So, and I mean, I don't hate Jet this weekend. The odds aren't there. But if you're here to make a little bit of money, you know, you're just not going to make a ton. You know, you're going to, you know, it's minus 145. But I do think that he bounces back and wins this weekend. He's had three off weekends, we could call it. Two and a half, I guess. But
If you people want to know, like minus 145 is Jet, and so you bet $100, you get $68 back. So you win 168.
And let me say one more thing, real quick, too, on this is you can make multiple bets. So if you see like the line move, you can go back and place another bet. So just because Tom Vial is a plus 600 now, and you put some money on it, and then he goes to plus 800, maybe, you can still do another bet at that.
Yeah. Yeah, the odds are going to move. You know, like when Truman catches him early, throws a bunch of money down, the odds move. Keep it in line. BetOnline.ag, 20 years in business. We thank them. Go through the link in Pulp Mix Fantasy to help us out. That would be great. Also, I want to thank the folks at 100%. Pulp30 is the code to save. Casual wear, mountain bike gear, goggles that Jet Lawrence, Star Racing guys, among others, wear. Please check out Pulp30 code at 100%.com to save with those guys. And, it saves on everything across the board. Casual wear, goggles, mountain bike stuff, everything they have, which is super cool. Motorsport.com, Fly Racing on board with us as well. And, thanks to the folks at Yamaha for the bikes. All right, let's do the random winners for Pulp Mix Fantasy. You don't got to be that good to win something at this game. For example, Furman $525 wins a motorsport.com gift card for playing the championship league. $25 gift card for motorsport guys. A R Jerky prize package is a CRH Hornet 933. And grillyourassoff.com. Bo Geshen 82. B Goshen 82 wins the Grill Your Ass Off seasoning kit. So thanks for just signing up for championship users. Thanks for signing up for Championship League. We appreciate it. PulpMexFantasy.com. And yeah, go through the link, like I said, to do the bet online thing. If you're into that and play responsibly, please and thank you. All right, lots to get into when it comes to Nashville. Again, a Nate Thrasher jersey is up for grabs for the winner for this week. Showdown time. Lots of picks. Yeah. Dan, yeah, who do you like for non-All-Stars for Showdown?
Well, I like some factory guys. I saved these guys for this reason because, you know, for people that don't know, a Showdown is East and West, and there's an East heat race and a West heat race. They take the top nine from the East and the top nine from the West, and then they're combined for the LCQ. So it's basically like someone who could get top nine in a main event to make it. So I like Chance Hymus out of five. He just won a heat race. He's, you know, he needs to show up to one of these main events now, and I think he's trending in the right direction. So I really like Chance Hymus out of five. And I like Julian Bumaire. He's been seventh at pretty much every round or a lot of the rounds on the West Coast. And at a four handicap, I think there's a lot of value there. Someone like Julian could get a good start and get sixth or seventh in the race, no problem. And then my last guy I like, giving away jersey this week, thank you, is Nate Thrasher out of zero. Nate's won two showdowns in the past, so he's no stranger to these events. And, yeah, he kind of shows up when everybody lines up, and he's got nothing to lose. So I think Nate's a very good pick.
I like Hamaker, but I don't know that shoulder. I know he's racing, but I don't know how banged up he is. I think Seth could do really well. Crashes a little
especially
bit.
Especially with his start.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know about that shoulder, so I'd be a little wary of that one. I'll tell you who I do like. Paul has picked Hunter Yoder. Good starter, which helps him a ton. And, yeah, he's a 10. I think Hunter Yoder could get in. Other than that, yeah, Ryder D has let me down a little bit. Mosman, you don't know what you're getting. So, yeah, if you're going to go fours, I do like Bomer.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're gonna take Hamaker over Bomer or Hymus at a five. Like,
Hamaker's better than them. Yeah.
By four spots, though?
Yeah, probably.
It's a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with you, Steve.
You've seen Hamaker's results, though, right? Like, where?
yeah, it hasn't been easy. Yeah.
I mean, he got 22nd the last race. He got ninth the race before. He had a third. You know?
Yeah. Can he stay on two wheels is the question.
Yeah.
What do you think, Clayton? Non-All-Stars.
Yeah, non-All-Stars. A lot of those same guys that you guys are saying I have all highlighted on my team. I would add Daxton Binnick at a three, though. I don't know how good his ceiling is, but I think he's just going to be solid in right around that top 10 spot. So I think you'll definitely get double points with him, but I don't know how, really how high the ceiling is for him. I probably won't pick him, but I'll go ahead. I have some other maybe a little bit bigger guys highlighted in here with Marshall Welton, Cole Thompson, Henry Miller, Anthony Bourdon, however you want to say it. But that's really as low as I'm going to go as far as those guys. I'm out on the Hunter Yoder. I was kind of looking at Talon Hawkins, but I don't think it's there yet. So or I don't think there's any – I think it's going to be super tough for him to get into the main event. So right now I'm kind of leaning more towards that Hymus, Bomer, Bennett, or Thrasher. Thrasher's a little bit more of a flyer to me, but I think he could win. I wouldn't bat an eye if he won at all. So I'll probably end up picking him.
I'm not going this weekend, but could somebody get a photo of the star tent? I just want to see all these bikes under it.
Are they all getting to go? This is an honest question. You remember SMX, they all didn't get to go.
Yeah.
I really don't know. Like, if you're – like, does Mosman get to go? I don't know. I'm being dead serious.
I would assume so, but it's a legit question. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of motorcycles.
So you don't like Yoder, Clayton? You're not in there?
No.
Good starter, right?
No, that's where I'm at. He is. He's actually a really good starter, yes. It's tough. If he doesn't get the start, though, he's kind of screwed, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he's got two chances at it.
He is a good starter, and he made the – he was a good pick last year at Foxborough. I picked him at that shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't hate Yoder. I agree with Clayton. I think that if Thrasher wins this race, I'm not that surprised, and I think there's value there. For me, I passed on Hymus last week, so I have to pick him this week just because. And then I like Beaumier. So.
Hymus is a good pick. I you're right. Yep, five is good. But, I mean, he hasn't exactly crushed it. So
No, not at all.
He actually scares me.
Yeah, he has not done great. I mean, you could look at you guys picked him, but Casey Cochran's a 12, and he's a very good starter. I think he makes the main event. He's a 12 handicap. So I really think that as the very high handicaps, he's the one that you could pick.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you're going to go that high, sure. I like Yoder, though. Still like Yoder. Yeah.
I mean, Yoder's 10th in points. So if he's pretty close to maybe even getting in through the heat race. If he gets his, good starts, he could get in through that heat and be there. So, but also, what's his ceiling? Is he going to get 16th, 17th? I don't know.
Yeah, 16th, 17th? Yeah, sure.
I mean, the few guys, Shimoda, Ansi, -1, -2. I think there's guys with more value there.
There's definitely something to be said with sticking with those podium potential coast guys that are now -1s and 1s and 2s.
I might lean a little more towards a few West guys. Obviously, going to Philly East Coast race next week, you won't be able to pick. For instance, I won't be able to pick, Julien Beaumier next week. But so I don't want to go heavy on all West Coast or East Coast guys, and then East Coast next week. Where the hell we're going?
Beaumier, you can pick Beaumier.
I can pick Beaumier next. Yes, that's what I meant. But I won't be able to pick Chance Hymus, right?
Right.
So I think for that alone, I need to pick Chance this week. I passed on him last week. So a little bit of planning. I mean, if you're one of the people up front going to win a cool prize or a bike, you definitely need to strategize more than just trying to, I'm going to pick this guy. You got to assume that MCR guys will all be back in Denver and, plan ahead. So
Yeah. You got to look at that. Think about the next week's pick too. I mean, look, you could go Anstey, Shimoda. The name of the game is to get 8 in. That's how you win, even if you get low points. If you want to get 8 in and that's how you do well, then just go factory riders. You may not even get double, but just go factory dudes. A Swole.
Yeah.
It's a good starter.
Yeah.
Is he getting 12? Probably he's right there because he's a 2, but he's going to get in. He will get in.
Paul's team's a little loose right now. He's got Yoder, which we talked about. He's right on the boat bubble, and I think he gets in. But Cole Thompson is another one on the bubble. He could have two guys in the LCQ, and then if you have, one or two guys out of these heat races, which you're going to have in the LCQ, you might have a Hymus or a Ryder D or Dax Bennick in the LCQ, then your chances go down a lot. So I don't love having multiple guys that you think might be in the LCQ. I don't love that.
All right, All-Stars 250 Showdown. I like RJ McAdoo. I don't know if give me that extra little bit. I like the guys that Hayden. I can't pick Hayden, but I like that 3. I like McAdoo, RJ, and Deegan. Clayton?
I have Levi Kitchen picked right now. I do like all those other picks that you said, but I think Levi Kitchen is the best guy on a 250 right now, and he's an awesome starter. So just give it to me.
All right.
I'll take it.
Dan?
Yeah, RJ's a little loose for me.
Yeah.
Vial doesn't have the speed. McAdoo, I can pick McAdoo as well, or Hayden, but right now I have Kitchen.
McAdoo seems so steady right now, right? So he's got to get third or better? That seems, is he as fast as Kitchen? I don't think so. Is he as fast as raw speed as Hayden? Probably not. but he's steady, man, at that too. So
give me Jordan Smith, four. I'm all in on the Jordan. Take my money, take my fantasy points, like, you know, I'm all in.
Your friendship is getting in the way here.
No, dude, he's a four. I mean, if you think Jordan can't get fifth place.
Can I remind you the last time we saw him on the track, Dan, was Seattle? Can I remind you what happened?
No, he raced after that.
Where?
St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He went 2-4. He got third. He went 2-4. Three.
You're right.
Great.
I'm sorry. Yep. Okay. All right. So he's all fixed from that. He's fine.
Yeah. Qualified second. Yeah, he was great.
I'll just take the steady fast. Cameron McAdoo. Steady.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a solid all-star with McAdoo.
But I don't like that. I don't want the kitchen at a one, though, Clayton. That's just not enough margin there, you know, because I don't know. Like, what if he's fourth and – you know, passes into third.
He still wins.
Okay.
Then you get 20 points and you have a great night and move on.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I think Hayden's a really good pick, but I picked him last week. So, yeah, you could pick Hayden, McAdoo, Kitchen would be my top three all-stars to go for. I'm just picking Kitchen because I think he's the best, and I think that he'll start in that top five, and I still think he'll be on the podium, even if he finishes 6th, 7th somewhere, or start 6th or 7th.
This is an outdoor stadium, but in talking to the Dirtworks guys, it's going to be soft, it's going to be ruddy, so both coasts have faced these conditions before, you know, so I don't think the weather/track conditions favor anybody. They both had to ride rut cross on both coasts.
Yeah,
so
I think it could get hard, a harder base. I've talked to the Dirtworks guys, too. They've already canceled press again because it's supposed to rain on Friday now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely soft right now. So I think we might see something like Birmingham.
All right, 100% lead pipe lock and your four riders. I'll start. I got McAdoo. I got Hammaker. I'm surprised at the lack of love at Hammaker on this call, but I got Hammaker. I got Thrasher because, yeah, just showdown and Nate Thrasher winning it out of nowhere would be so Nate Thrasher-ish. And then I got Hunter Yoder. And I think Yoder stays on my team, guys, at a 10. So that's my team, 100% lead pipe lock. I got to go Hammaker. The dude's capable of podiuming this race if his shoulder's okay, which I do need to check on that. But, yeah, I'm 100% lead pipe lock. Pulp 30 is the code to save. Seth Hammaker, and that's my team. Clayton, what's yours?
Right now I have Levi Kitchen, Chance Hymus, Julian Beaumaire, and Nate Thrasher, and I will put Nate Thrasher as my 100% lead pipe lock.
That's a good team. All factory dudes, just in the mains.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a good team.
I'm hoping just to start the TV and light a cigarette.
Dan?
Yeah, my team's really similar to Clayton's. I have those three guys, Chance Hymus, Julian Beaumaire, Nate Thrasher, factory guys, and then Jordan Smith as my all-star. And I'll go with Chance Hymus as my 100% lead pipe lock.
Dan,
and for FFL.
Oh, I was going to ask you about this. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way, Dan. You don't do it.
Yeah, you just take Levi Kitchen, right?
I don't know.
He's good. No, I don't think you pick one here. I think you're an idiot if you pick one. And
okay.
I'll probably pick one. But,
yeah.
I think you're an idiot if you pick one, but I'll probably pick one. Yeah.
And were you going to give me crap for Hymus as my lead pipe lock out of 5?
No. Oh. I was going to give you crap that you were going to talk FFL as if you were actually going to pick one, but you are. Yeah. all right. Again, check out the Bet Online guys as well for the odds. Pulp Mix Fantasy. 450s, Nashville. Dan, what? I think I started with Clayton. So, Dan, what do you – no Ferrandis. Dean Wilson is back. Who do you like, Dan, non-All-Stars?
You're going for me for? Non-All-Stars. I like Cade Clayson for some reason. He's been getting a little bit better, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I like Colton Nichols. I've been passing on Colt the last couple of weeks. I talked to him about him last week, and he had a pretty good result. I think there's value there in Colt. I think he could go 8 to or 9 to 13. And then a couple other guys. Dean Wilson will be making his return this week. Very high handicap, the highest we've seen Dean all year. Probably not the best we're going to see Dean, but at an 8, I think there's value there. And then do we know what happened to McElrath last week?
He got landed on by Mookie and hurt his hand, but his hand checked out as fine.
Okay, so then okay. I like McElrath. He's been good the last couple weeks. He was running up front for a while. Again, I think he got
ninth the week before or something. So, yeah, I think McElrath's a very good pick.
Clayton?
Yep, I'm on that same train with Dan. I like McElrath as a pick. I have Cade Clayson as well kind of picked right now. Is the Moto Concepts team going to be there?
No.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They don't go. No. They don't go east of the Mississippi.
Well, yeah, but Trees is on the provisional entry list, so I was just taking a look at that. I still think that there's a lot of good picks here with the handicaps. I think it's a little bit easier in the 450 class. I think you can go the Beta Boys again, Colton Binney. I think Mitchell Harrison's a decent pick at a 10 handicap. Justin Hill will be another good one at a 5 if he's continuing to be right around that top 10. I also have Malcolm Stewart highlighted at a 1. Yeah, it's if you can't pick anybody else, I would pick Malcolm, I guess. And then Hunter Lawrence at a -1, I think there's still some value there. So lots of guys right now.
I like Justin Hill. I can't pick him. He's a 5, but he's riding better. He's just pulling a Justin Hill and doing weird things. So he's back. I like that. I can't pick him, but I like that. Freddie Norn is back this weekend from a foot injury. He's a 14. It's been a little rough for Freddie, but he is back. I'm going to look at Freddie at a 14. Dean at an 8. I think I'm out. Shocking. Paul has him picked. I want to see first, right? Because even if he crushes it this weekend, he'll go to a 6. You know, I feel like he's not going to crush it that much. So Chiz is dealing with a bad ankle. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're looking at Dean at an 8, why wouldn't you pick Shane at a 7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. No, good point.
I agree with you there, Clayton. I mean, I just look at this and I'm, you know, AP's out now. I don't think Moto Concepts guys are there. So I think when you look at Dean, he's going to make the main event, you would think. And at an 8, I just think there's value there. That's all.
What's his ceiling? Is he beating Shane? I don't think he's beating Shane. Shane's riding really well.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he could beat Colt or Ben. Probably not Benny right now either.
No.
Yeah.
I like Benny. I can't pick him, but Benny's a 4.
If Shane's hand is good, then Shane is a great pick. Like, he's a great pick.
Sorry, who'd you say? Shane?
Shane's hand is good, he's a great pick.
Okay. Cade's good. Cade seems fixed now. Dan, so like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Freddie scares me a little bit. I know Paul has him selected right now, but Freddie scares me a little bit. What about Cinturello? 6? AC?
I don't like AC. I said that last week, and I don't like him. I just think he's trying to just ride around. So.
And Drake is out, or what's the deal with
I don't
Drake?
Know what's going on with Drake. Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean, I think there's value with Drake. I mean, he's a very great rider. So.
Yeah. I just looked at him and realized Freddie Norn was a 14 handicap. That could be a really good pick, guys.
But before Freddie hurt his foot, it hadn't been going well. He was not riding that well. So, but, I mean, not, like
what
Dan said,
Harlan?
No AP.
Yeah. What about Harlan? Like,
no. I just, no. I don't know. One main this year, man. One main.
It's crazy.
Yeah. A-Ray says it's because he's in love. So we need to check the status of his girlfriend. Still
I mean,
together, I believe.
I would argue that he broke his leg real, real bad. But
no, pelvis.
Yeah, whatever. He was broken.
Yeah, he was broken, yeah.
Chiz is dealing with a pretty bad ankle injury.
Yep.
I mean, it's like a sprain, but it looks not great. So I would kind of stay away from Chiz.
Here's an interesting question. You guys all shit on me a couple weeks ago for Hunter Lawrence talk, and he performed very well. Hunter's a -1. Barsh is a 0. Mookie's a 1. I kind of like them all for different reasons. I think Hunter beats Barsha and Malcolm, but he's a -1. That's a really tough selection if you just want to go safe factory dude. You know?
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think Hunter does beat those two guys. But again, I still think he's 5-7, you know, maybe 4th. He could sneak a podium. He got one, you know, the one weekend. But Malcolm at a 1, I've went to him a number of times this year, but I just don't think that he's gelling with the team and the bike very much.
No, so. I'm with you. So I don't know. Yeah.
I think they'll all get you double points.
but there's just there's nowhere else for them to really go. You know, Malcolm's not going to get a fifth or a sixth this weekend.
No.
You know, Barcia, he could, but I think that there's just better picks out there. So yes, all those guys will get you double points, but I think that there's more out there.
I kind of like Hunter minus one. Can he get a sixth? He can get a sixth.
Yeah.
All day or better. But I need a sixth. So I like Hunter. All right, All Stars, Nashville, 450 wise. AP's out, of course, for the rest of Supercross. Yeah, I know this is going to sound weird. I would pick Jet. I cannot pick Jet, but he is a three. So if you can pick Jet Lawrence, slam your keyboard. Break it, and that's it. Webb's a one. Sexton's a two. I think I'll probably go Tomac fourth or better. The way he's riding, like I said, I'll take Tomac at a three. What do you think, Clayton?
Right now I have Sexton highlighted and picked. But again, I think you could go Sexton, Tomac, and even Roczen at a four are all good. Like you said about Jet, if you could pick Jet, break your keyboard. I had him last week. So right now I have Sexton picked.
Okay.
At a two.
Yeah, he's riding well.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you guys, but I am going off of off track here because that's what I do. And I'm going to go with Jason Anderson at a five. He got fourth last week. His starts have been pretty good. I just think that he is a top six guy. I don't know who, unless something goes wrong, I don't really see him outside of the top six, seven.
Here's why I wouldn't pick him. He did well last weekend, I think, because it was a harder base, and that's where he's better at.
And I agree, and I also think that Nashville is going to be a very hard base. So.
Okay, all right. I thought it would be softer than that.
Yeah, we all were thinking that, but I think the dirt is going to dry out a lot, and I think it's going to be a hard base.
All right. Well, then I think, yeah, for the harder packed stuff, Jason might be.
And that is why Jason's on my team. If it does just become a ruddy Indy or something like that, which he was actually pretty good in Indy too, but I would go, I think Chase is the pick. If you can't pick Jet. If you could pick Jet, just pick Jet and stop overthinking it.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. I just got a text asking if Deegan was available for plus 1600.
No. $150,
no, he is not. All right, 100% lead pipe lock and your team, Clayton, 450 class. Go ahead.
Yep. Chase Sexton, All Star. And then I have Cade Clayton, Shane McElrath, and Mitchell Harrison. Let's go for lead pipe lock. Let's go Shane McElrath with a bounce back ride.
I didn't even look because I can't pick Harrison, but what is he? He's a 10? Yes, pick that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you, he's riding better. Yeah.
And he got 14th last week.
Yeah, pick Hayden. I'm sorry, pick I got another text. I got another a text just came in about Hayden right now. Yes, pick Harrison for sure. Dan, what's your team?
Can it interest you guys in Jerry or Devin Simonson? I can't pick either, but they were both great last week.
Can't pick Jerry. Stay away. Stop it.
Okay. Yeah. I think we go back-to-back main events. I can't pick them, but I think we're back-to-back main events. So my four, right now I have Jason Anderson leaning on the track. It's going to be a little bit hard pack, and he's a five handicap. I have Colt Nichols. I like Colt a lot out of the six. The more I look at it, I think he's getting better and better, more time on the bike, 13th last week. So I like Colt. Cade out of 10, you say he's fixed. He got 16th. I think that's where he's at. I think he's 15 to 18. So probably not a ton of ceiling, but I think there's value there.
Hold on, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Harrison's a 10?
Yeah.
So Harrison beats Cade. So if you – I can't pick Harrison, but if in my opinion Harrison's riding better than Cade, and if they're both 10s, pick Harrison. Just want to weigh in my thoughts there.
Yeah, that group of 10s, yep. I do agree. I think Harrison is the best of the Jeremy Hand, Cade, and Harrison. But I can't pick Harrison, so I'm going to go with Cade. Mm-hmm. So those are my four. Jason, Anderson, Nichols, McElrath, and Cade. And then I'm going to go with my lead pipe lock. We're going to go with Colt Nichols.
Okay. That's a bold lead pipe lock, for sure.
Well, I was going to go McElrath, but Clayton went McElrath, so... I do think McElrath is probably the best pick.
All right, my lead pipe lock would be Hunter Lawrence because he's a factory Honda rider and he's got to get ninth or better. He will get you double.
And then FFL, I think it's a terrible choice to do this. It's been Eli, it's been Coop, but yeah, I'll go with the 18 again.
but I'm biased. So
okay, yeah, yeah, you are. Okay, I didn't name my team. Dan jumped me, but that's all right. I got McElrath, yeah. Cade. I think McElrath, Cade, and Hunter Lawrence stay on my team. I like that. That's a good Thursday team. And Tomac's my all-star, fourth or better. Yeah, I think that'll work.
Can you not pick Mitchell Harrison?
I can't. No, I picked him last week.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But I think that's a great pick. Okay. Paul Mix Fantasy, thanks for playing. Look ahead to the showdown. Good luck with that one. Jeez.
Yep. Real quick on prizes, Mark's updated the prizes. We are behind on a few prizes. Most of them fall on me. So apologize for that, but we're getting all prizes out updated after Nashville. So apologize for that.
I want to thank RJ Hampshire for giving me his jersey off his back in St. Louis that Dan couldn't collect, and I had to do it. But we did it, and we got it shipped out.
I even traded donuts straight up for that thing. That's kind of my thing right now. All the riders that have kids, I bribe them with donuts.
That is also Dan Truman's specialty right there, folks. Yes. Awesome. Well, thanks for playing. Check out Bet Online, everybody, as well. And appreciate it. Clayton, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Always good job for you. And, yeah, Dan Truman, as always, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Paul Mix Fantasy, thanks for playing. See you, boys.
Thanks.
All right. See you guys.